The Astrodome in Houston, Texas, the great indoors splitting at its seams in enthusiasm. A record-setting Houston team that won their last 11, the final part of the puzzle. Buffalo, San Francisco, Dallas move to the final four. Will it be the Chiefs of Kansas City or the Houston Oilers? Hello, everyone. Dick Enberg with Bob Trumpy, and we welcome you to this final part of the playoff puzzle. And one of the focal points will be Buddy Ryan's defense. It'll try to stop Montana. Ryan, in the last 11 games, his defense allowed an average of only 11 points per game.
Last night, we talked to Tim Brunhard, the center for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he said, look, we're getting no respect. We think we can protect Joe Montana. We're taking it personal.
Guys! This is a game of the heart. A game of being a man. Let's go.
The Chiefs offense for the second straight week in the playoffs didn't really click from the beginning.
Chiefs were shut out the whole first half. The Oilers got up 10 to nothing.
Hands off, prompt play, up the middle, Brown over the center, touchdown, Houston Oilers.
Remember the frustration on the sideline, and Al Saunders and the coaches were just telling us to calm down. We're going to stay with our game plan. It's going to work. It's going
to
work.
We got to keep the pressure on. Great routes, great concentration.
It was a game in which earlier Chiefs teams, you would have been really, really discouraged. But Montana was there. And once again, when Montana's there, you sense something could happen.
Play action, and Fuller was fooled. Montana complete to Willie Davis. Montana guns and has the man open, Marcus Allen. And he
really, the biggest play of that game, in my eyes, it was a play right before half.
Montana goes deep, has the man open again. Oh, my. Willie Davis, a short touchdown.
Just a little bit overthrown. And it tipped off his hands and he missed it.
Right on his fingertips.
We knew at that point that we can give him time enough to throw the ball down the field.
Dick, the plus side for Kansas City. Montana with the ball going down the field.
That might as well have been a touchdown because we all looked at each other and said, hey, we can do this.
We got it figured out. Now we just got to keep grinding. We got it figured out. We got to focus now.
Once things like that happen to a good defense like they had, then they start losing confidence.
The longer Joe Montana has a chance in this game, the more he's got to scare the Houston Oilers to death.
It definitely opened up our mind to the fact that there's weaknesses in the defense, and we got to take advantage of it.
Montana throws a line drive. It's caught by Davis, 40. Curls in the middle, 35, 30. Foot race to 25, 20. One running back, three receivers. Fake handoff rolling as Montana cocks his arm. Dumps a pass wide open, leaping two-hand catch. Made 7-yard line by Cash. Handles to the sideline, the five. He's in front. Touchdown. Chiefs are on the board with 10-19 remaining, third quarter of play.
Oh, my. To see Keith Cash, he drilled that one. The bullseye was Buddy.
I was about to go back to the huddle, kick the extra point, but I saw Buddy Ryan there. I saw that poster of Buddy Ryan. All week, that's all we had been hearing about.
Yes, sir, in your face, Buddy Ryan.
I saw it and let it fly right between the eyes.
I think Keith, when he did that, I think it kind of put a spark on everyone.
A message was delivered that this is still a game.